Hello, it's Tuesday, August the 3rd. We are in chapter 47 of this wonderful prophecy of Isaiah, and in chapters 46, 47, and 48, we're really being given a glimpse of the decline and fall of the Babylonian Empire, 150 years and more, into the prophet's future. And yesterday we saw the promise, the threat, that God would exact vengeance upon Babylon, and that vengeance would have a name, and it would be called Cyrus the Persian. And God would show them little to no mercy. In all of their proud arrogance, they would have their comeuppance. I didn't say this yesterday, but I was thinking of our own culture. Mad and crazy as our culture is, it contains within it, of course, all of the seeds of implosion. Once you begin to cancel, there is no end to that. If you cancel what you believed to be true just a few years ago, you cancel yourself. And so contained within the cancel culture of our own time are the seeds of its own implosion. And I think Isaiah the prophet in chapter 47 is giving us just a little glimpse of that. Now, if there's vengeance in verse 3, there's the very opposite in verse 4, and that is redemption. Our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, is the Holy One of Israel. The one exacting vengeance upon his enemies is one at the same time the Redeemer of his people. Now, what does Redeemer mean? And in the Old Testament, the Redeemer is one who pays the ransom price to set the captives free. It's like going to the grocery store and you put your groceries on the little moving shelf. In order to obtain those groceries, you hand over money, you hand over your credit card. And once you've done that, you're free to take these groceries out of the store. How much must be paid? Well, the wages of sin is death. And for our redemption, just as for the redemption of God's people in the Old Testament, the ultimate price is death, the substitutionary death of our kinsman redeemer, the Lord Jesus. And redemption is also associated with the idea of the next of kin. And you think of Boaz, for example, and Ruth in the wonderful little book of Ruth. He was the kinsman redeemer. And Jesus Christ, our older brother, our substitute, stood in our place to purchase for us our redemption, to set us free and to make sure that the promises of God to carry us all the way home, as we saw in the previous chapter, chapter 46, will be true. We are redeemed not with silver and gold, but by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without spot or blemish or wrinkle or any such thing. Think of Fanny Crosby's wonderful gospel hymn, redeemed, oh, how I love to proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child, and forever I am. Well, that's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with some more thoughts on Isaiah chapter 47. Have a wonderful day.